Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 40th episode of the Parents Initiative podcast. 40 episodes.
Yep.
It's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Been 40 weeks that we've been doing this.
Yep.
It's a big deal.
It's exciting.
Very exciting. So this is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have our co-host, Rebecca.
Hey, 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 everyone.
And we just want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen to this episode. According to when you listen to this episode, you probably have a lot of time on your hands right now.
Yeah, welcome to the quarantine.
So we want to congratulate you for taking the time to listen to this. It really means a lot, and it tells us that, you know, hey, parenting is a priority. You want to do what you can to become better, and that is amazing. So what I want to talk about today in this episode is perspective, all right? So I know we all have our different way of explaining perspective, so I want to get a definition for it. I'm going to have my lovely wife Rebecca read that definition.
Yes, perspective.
Perspective.
A particular attitude toward or a way of regarding something, a point of view.
So a particular attitude, it's like how you feel about something, right?
Yeah.
How you regard something, and typically it's a point of view. Okay, so that point of view could be either positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about this definition is that in some ways you can influence someone with your perspective.
Yes, you can.
So what is this podcast about?
Perspective.
No, but this podcast in itself.
Yeah, we, you know, we're coming from quarantine. And I'm not making light of that. But then again, I am, because I want you to understand it's a choice of how you are going to take this time.
Yep.
How you view it, how you respond to it. It's all about how your quarantine time is going to go.
Yeah.
It could be depressing and dreadful and negative and woe is me. Or you can find the silver lining.
That is a very good answer, but that's not the answer I was looking for. Well, this podcast this is about parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
This podcast, talking about the podcast as a whole? I thought you were talking about
the podcast as a whole is about parents.
I am so sorry.
No, but no, it's a very good answer. And you said exactly what I would have said, you know. But as parents, what do we have around us? We have little ones around us, mm-hmm. maybe even some teenagers or older kids around us that we could help them have a very good point of view of things. We could help them have a better attitude, right?
Yep.
Does that make sense? And that's what we need to understand, you know, from that perspective, that we need to see things that way and say, hey, look, I have an opportunity to help change the atmosphere, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe the way people see things. And that's the way we need to go about it. So there is there's an article that came out the other day that you know, I really was encouraged by, and it talked about having a mind shift during this mindset shift during a pandemic. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read one side of it, and then Rebecca's going to read the other side of it, where you have the negative side and then the way you could look at it from a different perspective.
Yep.
Okay. So here we go. This is the, I guess you could say, the quote unquote negative side of it. I'm stuck at home.
I get to be safe in my home and spend time with my family.
And that is something that we are definitely seeing. For those of you that may not know this already, we work from home. And now we have our kids home full time with us at this time. And we are getting to spend a lot of quality time with them.
I saw a friend. Well, actually, she was live with us a couple of weeks ago. We interviewed Sarah Blunt. And I saw on her Instagram, she's like, you know what? I have played outside more in the last week than I have since I was 12 years old. And, you know, she was talking about all the activities and stuff. And I love that she's finding the silver lining. And that has one of the things that we have been enjoying so much. I love the outdoors. And some of you right now, please don't be jealous. And because I know where you are right now, you're stuck in an apartment somewhere and you don't have that option. So I want you to know we are thinking about you and praying for you. But there are things that you can do too that, you know, okay, right now you can't go outside. Just say that right now where you are, you can't go outside. But what can you do? You're safe in a home and you can spend time with your family. Get creative.
And have structure. You know, definitely have structure.
Yeah.
Negative side, I will get sick.
Positive side, I will self-isolate and wash my hands. This will significantly decrease my chances of getting sick.
Yep, and that's something that obviously we are hearing a lot. Wash your hands, social distancing, being careful, don't touch your face.
And really, it's not social distancing, it's physical distancing. We're physically distancing ourselves, but we're staying socially connected.
Yeah, and you know, it's just about mindset, okay? Negative, I will run out of items at home during self-isolation.
I have prepared for this, and I will use my items wisely. I have everything I need for now.
And I'm sure a lot of you probably have plenty of toilet paper.
Yes, and if you don't, you have backup plan B and backup plan C.
What's plan B?
Plan B, I have boxes of tissues. I do.
And then what's plan C? Like, I want to know because I don't know.
I lived in Nepal. And the way they do it is a bucket of water.
And what else?
In your hand.
In your hand.
So I say jump with the shower and use the hose.
So I think, you know, a lot of times we have a tendency to create these, you know, we have time on our hands. And we begin to think and create things in our mind that causes us to kind of clamp up. And we talked about that last week. So we're not going to go into that too much. But, you know, I'm sure most of you in here are blessed enough and prepared enough to take care of the things that you need to take care of. And then if not, I'm sure you have someone you could reach out to.
Hey, and those people are living on, they have a great plan B, those that have a bidet or something.
Oh, okay.
I've
never used them before.
I've seen all these commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually watch commercials. But because we are waiting on the president to speak, I actually get to see a few commercials. And they've had so many commercials of all these things that you put on your toilet that wash you and dry you. That is hilarious to me.
It's interesting.
That was a little bit of
negative. Here we go. Everything is shutting down. I'm panicking.
The positive side. The most important places, such as medical centers, pharmacies, and grocery stores, will remain open.
Yeah, and they have. And those are essential things that we need, and the government's doing their best to provide those for us.
And there's delivery services to bring them out in case you can't get out.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that we need to be intentional with is making sure that other people close to us, especially older people, have access to that as well.
Right.
So, you know, we don't have to worry about those things, you know. And one of the things that we were intentional is that when we go run an errand, we take one of our kids with us. You know, and that kind of helps us to, you know, if we got to go to the grocery store, if we got to, you know, run to the medical center, pharmacy, whatever it is, you know, if we could take our kids with us, that also helps to kind of take them out of the house and do something different.
Yeah.
You know, here's a negative one, the last one. There is too much uncertainty right now.
While I can't control the situation around me, I can control my actions. Doing breath work, like taking moments to breathe, calling loved ones, getting enough sleep and proper nutrition, prayer, and doing activities I love at home will help me during this time. And that's why most of every single day that I could, I am doing work outside in my happy place.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a key. I think we need to stay busy. There's reading. There's other things that we could do. I don't think we need to sit down and veg in front of a TV the whole day.
I've seen a lot of moms doing like home ec lessons with their kids, you know, teaching their kids how to cook certain things.
Yeah.
Sidewalk chalk. They've been doing crafts. One little girl's quilting with her aunt, I think, or think that's what she said, her mom and her aunt. Mm-hmm. You know, all these different things that you can do. And you know what? There's a whole long list probably of things that you've been putting off because you didn't have time to do it. Go ahead and start checking those off.
Yeah, and I already got one thing in mind that I'm going to do with my kids. It's going to be our next physical education class. Mm-hmm. If you guys have been following us on social media, you kind of got to get a kick out of that. But we are going to be pulling weeds sometime next week.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep, and that's going to be PE. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an FFA PE class, Future Farmers of America.
Can I oversee?
She will oversee. She will oversee. But this is probably like the best time for you to do pulling up weeds because you kill everything you try to raise.
This is true.
And when it comes to plants.
Not every single thing. You know, the only thing that has lived and actually took some of the bulbs and I transplanted to the front of the house and they have lived for 14 years and they just keep multiplying and getting beautiful every year. And that's my lilies.
Yep.
They don't
that
die.
That is the only thing.
That is the only thing.
That I know of. So there's nothing wrong with that. But on a side note, and this is, you know, this parent will probably hear this podcast, and don't worry, I'm not going to call you out. But I was in a conversation with a parent just recently, a couple days ago. Today is Saturday when we're recording this. And this parent was overwhelmed with the fact that they felt like they needed to entertain their kids the whole day.
Mm.
And they felt like they had to keep them busy. And because of that, this individual was so overwhelmed. Like you could just tell, like it was just really eating at this person because they felt like they had to entertain their kids. And I want you to know, and I want to give you a peace of mind as a parent, that's not your responsibility. You know, I think you need to provide structure for them. But one of the things that I encourage as parents to do is, look, you need to sit down with your kids. And if you have to, put a timer somewhere in the house where they could see and just put it for at least an hour and you have some time to yourself and tell your kids, look, I need some time to myself. Leave me alone. In a very loving way, say, leave me alone for at least this amount of time. Make sure they're taken care of. If you got to tell them to take a nap, if you got to give them a coloring book, you got to put them in front of the TV, favorite movie, read. You know, make sure that you have your time as well, because if not, you're going to lose your sanity.
Yeah.
I really believe that. You need to have your moment of self-care. If your moment of self-care is just sitting outside, laying out in the sun, do that. If your moment of self-care is watching your favorite Hallmark Lifetime movie, do that. Just make sure you have some time for yourself and do not overwhelm yourself. And if you feel like you have that responsibility, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
Okay? Because your kids, they need to learn how to entertain themselves as well.
Yeah.
And there are very many healthy ways of entertaining themselves. You know, you don't have to put them necessarily in front of the TV, but give them something to do.
Give them some fun things to play with. You know, most of the time, little kids, when they have nothing but what's in front of them to play with,
they'll figure out a way.
They will. They'll make up imaginary worlds and they'll start you know, being very creative with their playtime. I can't tell you how many times I have seen, you know, our little girl, you know, or even Zane when he was small, you know, take little tiny plastic characters and just play with it. I don't know, a pen with streamers on it. And they will create all these different little worlds. And that helps expand their brain and their mind. And it's teaching them so much on how to entertain themselves, but also how to be creative.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Listen, we're here to provide support. We're here to encourage you, you know, and I hope we don't act like we have all the answers, but I want you to know that there are a lot of great resources out there. And there's this great tool called Google that you could look up and you could find a lot of great ideas. Pinterest. I'm not a huge user of Pinterest. I have used it in the past, but I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of great things and activities that you could find on Pinterest.
There are.
You know, if you just sit, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes the night before the next day and just plan out the day, I know your kids would appreciate that and you would appreciate that and just have some structure.
You know, and also get them involved and say, okay, you're responsible to come up with a game that we can play. You're responsible to come up with an activity, especially if your kids are older. You know, involve your older teens or, you know, your preteens. Those that are like 9 and up, 8 and up, you know, they can come up with things. Sometimes even those, even the younger ones, like 4 or 5 years old, they can come up with some very cool things. Hey, what are some ideas that you want to do while we're home?
Yeah.
You know, Easter's coming up. You can do, if you're a person of faith, you can do some, a lot of things building up to the Passover and, you know, Palm Sunday and all those things.
That's decorating Easter eggs.
Yeah.
That could take half a day.
You know, learning how to boil eggs, you know, teaching them like a little bit of a home ec, you know, how many different ways can you make eggs, you know? And then you know what you're doing? You're teaching them a skill because one day they can make you eggs.
Yeah, that's right.
Well.
So, yeah, if you could do us a huge favor, if you could rate this episode, review it, share it, join our community on Facebook and Instagram and invite others to come along. We would greatly appreciate it. It helps us to reach a bigger audience. And you helping us spread the word will really make a huge difference in who we impact.
Absolutely. Would you like Parents Initiative presented in your church, your organization in the near future? Also, we could do a virtual training or seminar if that's something that you are interested in. Would you reach out to us? You can send us a private message. You can reach out to us on our social media platforms and pages. The links are found in the show notes.
Until next week.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on a donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.